You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls, a very good morning and welcome to this morning's breakfast show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Lovely to be with you this morning, as I always say, lovely to basically be with you any morning. And it is Tuesday, 28th of March. Let's take a look, shall we, and see what we've got in the way of people. We've got birthdays on this day. Have we got anybody exciting? Let me see. Well, here's one if you're into the world of art. Raphael, 1483, was born on the 28th of March. An Italian painter and architect of the High Renaissance, celebrated for the perfection perfection and grace of his paintings and drawings. Together with Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci, he forms the traditional trinity of great masters, of course, of that period. We've also got a civil engineer. We've got Joseph, or Sir Joseph, Bazalgette, from 1819, born on this day, an English civil engineer of the 19th century. As chief engineer of London's Metropolitan Board of Works, his major achievement was the creation, in response to what they called, quote, the Great Stink of 1858, a sewer network of central London, which was instrumental in relieving the city from the likes of cholera epidemic, while beginning the cleansing of the River Thames.
Come on, world. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Something shifting in the air. If I'm not mistaken, dust is clearing everywhere. Memories awaken. My feet on the runway. It's a beautiful day. I look.
flying on her own. Celine Dion, what a voice, eh? Right, that came out, well, it came out of her 12th English language studio album, which was called Courage, released in 2019. And they called it sort of like a pop track with elements of pop, adult, contemporary, and a bit of electronics thrown in as well. Why not? Flying on the Moon. It was released as the album's promotional single. That was on the 28th of June in 2019 by Columbia Records. The song received positive reviews from music critics, and it's also reached number one in Quebec and top 10 on the digital charts in Canada and France, number 7 on the US Dance Club Songs chart. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just after 7 minutes after 7. Alphaville, I Die For You. I Die For You today.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
lie to you. Of course not. Eurythmics. And that was released back in April of 1985. The lead single off of the band's fourth studio album, which is called Be Yourself Tonight. The song was, by the way, the first by the duo to feature their change in musical direction from a predominantly synth-pop style to rock and rhythm and blues. Song and its accompanying album featured a full backing band and relied less on electronic programming. Put Dr. Computer out of business, wouldn't they? Time on the Breakfast Show. I tell you what, we're 16 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock, so we must do this and get you on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Tuesday morning. Yes, if you just joined us, good morning. Wide open eyes, please. There we go. Yeah, March the 28th, and it is Tuesday. In the shower. This is Master KQ. Jerusalem.
Thank you. kalema ikayalami ilondoloze uhambe nami tumangishilana Jerusalema ikayalami ilondoloze
There you go. How does Shai get? And on your way to where it is that you're going, Hutsarenema, Jerusalem, in the shower with you this morning. 22 minutes right now, boys and girls, after the hour of 7 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool Event. What we got lined up for you for today? Usual bits and pieces at the bottom of the hour, some international news and business news. Local news, 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. In the 8 o'clock hour today, got a nice surprise, Entre Nos. They've launched a new single. We're going to be talking about that. We've got Matt the drummer coming in to chat with us this morning. Looking forward to that. And of course, plenty of great music going right through till 10.
I'd like to paint your face up in the sky. Sometimes when I'm busy relaxing, I look up and catch your eye. Your eyes, when they're whitening green, thunder and lightning and sunset strokes the color to your skin. Your eyes are so blue, I just think of a blue sky and bumblebees buzzing on the wind. Rosie, oh Rosie, it's raining when you look the other way. Rosie, oh Rosie, your laughter brings sunshine out to play.
Following on from Mavericks and Come On To Me, Don Partridge, an English singer, that's one of his hits called Rosie. And he was, by the way, playing all those instruments at the same time, and that's why he was known as the King of Buskers. Time on The Breakfast Show, time for us, well, to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. In the time, we're just making our way to 29 minutes, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. Taking a look at some of the international news and business for this morning. We're going to start off with people on both sides of the Taiwan Strait are ethnically Chinese and share the same ancestor. This is former Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou said on Tuesday at the start of a historic visit to China that Taiwan's ruling party has criticized. Ma, in office from 2008 to 2016, is the first former or current Taiwanese president to visit China since the defeated Republic of China government fled to Taiwan in 1949 at the end of a civil war with the communists. Taiwan, they must vacate their embassy on Honduras within 30 days. A senior Honduran official said on Monday, after President Xiomara Castro severed ties with Taiwan in favor of China in a bid for more investment and jobs from the Asian giant. A heavily armed 28-year-old fatally shot three children and three adult staffers on Monday at a private Christian school the suspect once attended in Tennessee capital city before police killed the assailant authorities have said. Now, the move was not immediately known, but the suspect had drawn a detailed map of the school, including entry points for the building, and left behind a manifesto and other writings that investigators were examining, Police Chief John Drake told reporters. Drake identified the suspect as Audrey Elizabeth Hale, 28 years of age, a resident of the Nashville area, and referred to the assailant by female pronouns. And the chief said that the suspect identified as transgender, but provided no further clarity. Residents of the small Russian town of Kiryevsk expressed shock and anger on Monday that an alleged Ukrainian drone had been downed over their houses, bringing down roofs and ceilings and putting their lives in danger. It's absolutely outrageous to shoot it down over a residential area. There's a field just 500 meters from here. They could have shot it down over there. Why over our houses? People were wounded, said Kiryevsk resident Elena, 35 years of age, who, like some others, declined to give their surname. Russian forces are moving forward in the eastern Ukraine city of Bakhmut, despite fierce resistance, and have almost taken full control of a metals plant there, a Russian-installed leader in the region has said. Now, his assertion ran counter to Ukrainian and Western descriptions of the situation in the city, which they have said is stabilizing as a Russian offensive falters. Reuters has not been able to verify the battlefield situation. France's labor unions appealed to President Emmanuel Macron on Tuesday to hit pause on his plans to raise the legal retirement age as a new round of demonstrations and strikes got underway and the authorities deployed thousands of police. Millions of people have been demonstrating largely peacefully and joining strike action since mid-January to show their opposition to Macron's plans to make most of them work an extra 2 years to the age of 64. The Israeli defense chief, whose dismissal by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu brought the country's political crisis to a climax, is remaining in office until further notice, aides said on Tuesday, suggesting government indecision on how to proceed. Beset by unprecedented nationwide protests at his nationalist religious coalition's signature plan to overhaul the judiciary, Netanyahu on Monday pressed the pause button and called for compromise talks with the centre-left opposition. The Alibaba Group plans to split into six units and explore fundraising or listings for most of them, it said on Tuesday, in a major revamp of Beijing vows to ease a sweeping regulatory crackdown and support its private enterprises. Alibaba's US-listed shares rose as much as 8% after the news. The Alibaba stock is down around 70% since the regulatory crackdown, which started in late 2020. Walt Disney Co. on Monday began 7,000 layoffs announced earlier this year as it seeks to control costs and create a more streamlined business, according to a letter that Chief Executive Bob Iger sent to employees and seen by Reuters. Several major divisions of the company, Disney Entertainment, Disney Parks, Experiences and Products and Corporate, will be impacted, according to a person familiar with the matter. ESPN is not touched by this week's round of cuts, but it is anticipated to be included in later rounds. European Union countries gave final approval on Tuesday to a landmark law to end sales of new CO2-emitting cars in 2035, after Germany won an exemption for cars running on e-fuels. The approval from EU countries' energy ministers means that Europe's main climate policy for cars can now enter into force after weeks of delay caused by last-minute opposition from Germany. And looking at the world of stocks and shares, global stocks rose and the dollar eased on Tuesday after a deal backed by the US regulatory for First Citizens Bank shares to buy up Silicon Valley Bank soothed some of the recent concern about the health of the banking sector. US banking regulators said on Monday that they plan to tell Congress that the overhaul financial system remains on a solid footing after recent bank failures, but will comprehensively review their policies in a bid to prevent future collapses. The MSCI All World Index, which is showing a loss of 0.1%, so far in March was up 0.2%. European shares were flat on the day. US stock futures, the S&P 500 E-minis were flat, suggesting the benchmark index might not build on Monday's gains at the opening bell later on. Oil prices extended some of the previous day's gains. Brent crude rose 0.5% to $78.53 a barrel, while US futures rose 0.6% to $73.21. Crude prices, they rose more than $3 on Monday after a halt to some exports from Iraq's Kurdistan region added to worries about oil supplies. Gold eased as investors booked up profits on last week's rally above $2,000 an ounce. Spot gold was last down 0.2% at $1,953 an ounce. And that's it. There we go. That's some of the things in the international news and international business news for this morning. Here on The Breakfast Show, if you're keeping an eye on the time, we're almost, well, we got exactly 22 minutes before 8 o'clock. Wandering off into the distance there. Now that we've found love, what can we do? Right, I tell you what, my next little piece of music here It's called Blinding Lights, and it's by the Canadian singer known as The Weeknd. It was released on the 29th of November back in 2019 through EXO and Republic Records as the second single and fourth studio album called After Hours. The song was written and produced by The Weeknd alongside Swedish musicians Max Martin and Oscar Holter, together with fellow Canadian musicians Belly and Dahila, and receiving additional writing credits as well. And the song was met with universal acclaim. There we go, that was it. Blinding Lights from The Weeknd. And I tell you what, yes, that time of the year has come round again, has it? No getting away from it. Tax time, especially if you have to pay tax up in the United States. Now, did you know that H&R Block does more than get you ready for tax season? We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filing virtually, or you can do it in person. And you'll always know the price throughout your tax prep with our upfront transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at their WhatsApp number. This is H&R Block on 6674-1037. 6674-1037, or their Instagram, which is at HRBlockPTY. That's at HRBlockPTY. Yes, don't let it all be too taxing. Let them do the work for you. That's it, Diana Ross together with the Supremes there, and Stormy. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show, and it is the Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 28th of March. And let's just take a look and see if there is anybody else that's very interesting that's got a birthday today. And let me scan that. I tell you what, a great actor from the UK, Sir Dirk Bogarde. He was born in 1921. He was an English actor and a novelist, initially a matinee idol in such films as Doctor in the House and other rank organisation movies. He later acted in art house films like Death in Venice. And we've got, oh, I tell you what, who is birthday today? It's Lady Gaga. She's got a birthday today. Oh, happy birthday to Lady Gaga. Right, now say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Good morning to you, Mary Lou. Says, good day, everybody. Hope you all have a great day. You asked if I could play this one. I've managed to get Valti Kininkinti. And, well, that's the best I can do. Here on The Breakfast Show, by the way, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 9 minutes right now, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Tuli sudella, saa oli sarjalla priimaa. Piti kuski vaihtaa nopeasti. por lo tanto hoy sí.
Right, and there we go. That was Vanhuti Kinhinti, something like that. It's finished. Finished, apparently. Well, that's a good thing. It's finished. No, it wasn't bad, actually. It's a party song, that's why. Mary Lou was saying it's a funny party song from Finland. Well, they really know how to enjoy themselves, don't they? They drink a lot as well. They're all rather very nice. Good morning. This is from Renee over there in Athens in Greece. Good morning. There are lemon trees all over our neighbourhood that are packed with literally hundreds of lemons. Rick brings me a couple every time he takes the dogs out. Baking some lemon crinkle cookies for Rick to take to the office tomorrow. Could you please play Lemon Tree by Peter, Paul and Mary? Of course we can. I haven't played this for many, many, many times. Long, long time.
When I was just a lad of 10, my father said to me, come here and take a lesson from the lovely lemon tree. Don't put your faith in love, my boy, my father said to me. I fear you'll find that love is like the lovely lemon tree. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. One day beneath the lemon tree, my love and I did lie. A girl so sweet that when she smiled, the stars rose in the sky. We passed that summer lost in love beneath the lemon tree. The music of her laughter hid my father's words from me. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. One day she left without a word. She took away the sun. And in the dark she'd left behind, I knew what she had done. She'd left me for another,
It's a common tale, but true. A sadder man, but wiser now, I sing these words to you. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet, but the fruit and the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet, but the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat.
There we go, yes, going back a bit in time there, aren't we? Peter, Paul and Mary and Lemon Tree. Let me just remind you that coming up in the next hour, in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be checking in with Ingrid, all being well. And also, we've got a guest coming in. We've got Ricardo Duque, the drummer of Entre Nos, coming in. Now, of course, they're very popular here in Panama. They've been here before with us. They have brought out a new single. They're coming out with an album, but they've brought out a single, which is called Trippy Beach. And, I'm going to let them tell you all about it. Otherwise, I'll just be spoiling everything, won't I? right. And Ricardo Chen, Yasmin just passed me a note, is listening. He says, hello, Jerry, and hello, Yasmin. Hello, Ricardo. Nice to know you're out there. It's nice to know anybody's out there. I know we've got quite a few of you out there listening to us in the mornings. If you do, thank you so very much. We know you've got a big choice as to what you can be doing and what you can be listening to. And if you are listening to us, thank you. That's all very nice. And it is time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, have the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281. To make your reservation, you'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Vale Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Vale Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Vale Motors.
There we go. Welcome back to The Breakfast Show here on 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial at the time right now, 12 and a half minutes, and that's after the hour of 8 o'clock. Right, our guest will be coming in a little bit later on. We're going to check in with Ingrid a little bit later on. But back to the music. Disco-type version by Clueless. My Heart Will Go On.
Distance and space and between us.
probably mentioned that as the song to do a bit of bopping to, but there you go, that's Clueless. My Heart Will Go On. Time on the Breakfast Show, 16 and a half after 8 o'clock. And Ricardo Duque just dropped us a little note, got in touch with us. He's our guest with Entre Nos this morning. Useful information for you. He's sort of on, trying to get here, but he is stuck because they're out protesting in front of the Seguro Social in Transísmica. And at the moment, Transísmica is closed, apparently. You can't move. There we go. That's it. So, Ricardo, look, if you're listening, just sit back, relax, and enjoy. And if you make it, you make it. We're here till 10, so you can make it any time between then, fine. If not, fully understand. That's life. Unfortunately. You must be, as Chris Rea may say, you're on the road to hell. Part two, this is. Making our way to 17 and a half after 8 o'clock. There we go, Mr. Chris Rea and The Road to Hell. Well, at least that one's moving. Let's say a very good morning to Ashley. Good morning to you. It says good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Happy Tuesday to all, and you requested this.
Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. So, besame, besame mucho. I'll love you forever, say that you'll always be mine. Cha-cha-boom. Here's one. If you should leave me, then each little dream will take wings, and my life will be true. It's you I adore. Yes, so dearest one, if you should leave me, then each little dream would take wings and my life would be through. Oh, so besame, besame mucho. Yeah, love you forever, make all my dreams come true. Joy is something new. My arms are holding you. Never knew this, the thrill before. Who ever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering, it's you I adore. Oh, so dearest one, if you should leave me, then each little dream will take wings and my life will be through. Oh, so besame, besame mucho. And I'll love you forever, make all my dreams come true. Oh, love you forever, make all my dreams come true.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, I've slept in my own bed, sat on a few things around the house here that make me feel like home. The cook is all cuddly and whatnot, and so is the puppy. I'm a happy camper now. Ah, it feels good to be home. I am definitely settling in. Finally got a good night's sleep last night, I have to admit. Boy, oh boy. It took a couple of days because I kept waking up at odd hours. Because, you know, the time clock is weird. Of course, I had to have these strange dreams about time travel and thinking about all this other stuff. And I'm like, I've been on the road too long. Golly. Yeah, I got to go back on the road in April, too. So, okay, that's fine. I don't mind. All right, so the house is getting some things done. The cook has been exceptionally busy, boy. She's gotten all kinds of things done around here. The dog has grown. Oh my goodness. Chelsea has like almost doubled in size. And of course she's doubled in energy, which means, oh my goodness, I can't get up with her either. Yeah, and I even saw the Aussie. He was actually happy to see me. I got a wee bit of a hug from him. Aussie. Oi. Well, it's going to be Tuesday. I got to make a run into Coronado. Oh, yay. I haven't done that in a while. Looking forward to it, actually. Being on the road again. Yep. Like driving down that road. The sky looks beautiful this morning. I can see Tortuga Mountain. And the sun is just shining so brightly on it. Good fresh air. The birds were singing this morning. The cocks were crowing. Oh, it was all kinds of good stuff making noise. The dogs was a-barking as well. And the kitty cats was mewing. What do kitty cats do? Do they mew? I don't know. Meow? No, they speak. Got some work to do in the yard, so I'm looking forward to that and getting some electronic equipment set up and moved around throughout the new construction. Got work to do there as well. Lots of things to go on. Lots of things always going on here at Finca Reflecta. Mm-hmm, yeah, you wish. And when I was talking about my little piece of land out here to my friend Prabir in India, when I told him I had things that we could eat from the yard, like the papaya, the mangoes, the aguacate, the guanabana, the tomatoes, eggplant, all the bananas, plantains, he's like, oh, my God, it's like you go shopping in your yard. And I was like, yeah, you kind of do. All right, you guys, you take care. This is Tuesday. Tomorrow's Humpity Hump Day. Looking forward to it. And back to you in the studio.
Just in case you hadn't heard that one. The Rolling Stones. I got a special one here for Ingrid, though, in natural fact. It comes from Alaya, and it's called Back and Forth.
Let me see you go back. Let me see you come forth. Now let me see you go back. Let me see you come forth. Let me see you go back.
Yeah.
That's for Ingrid this morning. Back and forth, but she said she's disappearing off again in April. It's a tough life, isn't it? I tell you what, I must admit, it's nice to sort of reminisce my days of oil broking and trading, sort of jetting around the world. It was good fun. But it's going to happen again because beginning of May, my good lady and myself, we're going off on vacation again. We had so much fun last year, we thought we'd do it again. And I hope you'll do what you did then, because I know a lot of you followed us on Facebook on our travels. So we're going to try and do that again this year, but with a little bit more video. So we'll get you a bit more involved. I'm really pleased to say that he's battled through the traffic. Ricardo Duque from Entrenos. Good morning, Ricardo.
Thank you. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm glad you made it.
yeah. It was a battle with traffic, but I'm finally here. Very happy to be here with you. Thank you for having us in your program.
What's that sort of slogan they have for the Ministry of Sound? Calm, they keep calm. It's Panama. We'll have to have that one, mate. Hey, congratulations! I mean, first of all, because you've got a single,
yeah,
which is coming out. Is it out or coming out? I know you sent me a copy, so
yeah, it's already out. It was out on March 17th, almost 2 weeks ago, and yeah, we're very happy to finally share.
Oh, you only got it early then. I tracked it up yesterday. Yeah, so how long, because this is the start, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you've been working on an album.
Yeah.
For some time. That, you say that's not going to be that far away, so this is a little bit of a taster.
Exactly. I mean, we moved during the pandemic to El Valle Antón.
Oh, okay.
We moved the studio over there for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And we were able to create the new album. And it was pretty cool to have the time and the patience to be there with my friends,
with my
brothers,
and
to create, we created almost like 15 songs, and only 8 made the cut for the album. The album's gonna be called Más Maña Que Fuerza.
Oh, okay.
And we're pretty happy because Trippy Beach, the first single of the album, actually, like, it's kind of like a transition, because it has this our style, our music style, our sound, but it also is like a taste of the new things that are coming from our music, and we're pretty excited to already be sharing our art and the song to all the audience on digital platforms. We're going to be launching another single pretty soon with the music video. I mean, we're going to be launching the music video for Trippy Beach really, really soon.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be like in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to be launching the other single also with the music video, and finally the album, which is coming on late May, early June.
It's interesting what you're saying, because Yasmin and I, let's bring it. Good morning, Yas. Oh, scramble. Yeah. Because we were listening to Trippy Beach, weren't we, yesterday?
Oh, yes.
And we said exactly really what Ricardo was saying, is that you could tell, I mean, it's Entrenos. I mean, there's no, you know, there's no getting away from the style, but sort of diverting a little bit. I was playing something this morning by the Arrhythmics, and I can't remember the track now, I'll put it here, but, Would I Lie to You? And that's when they went to a transition. They went sort of to more of a rock style rather than sort of electronic style.
Okay.
So how do you describe your style, and how are you sort of, what is the change in your music style that you're bringing in?
Okay, I think we still are keeping our freshness, fresh reggae funk style, but this new album comes with a little more mature sound too.
Right.
I mean, the first album, it came out on 2018, and it was already 5 years ago.
Mm.
And when you have the opportunity to listen to this new album, you're gonna know the difference. We were younger back then, and I don't know, maybe it was our younger spirit which was like flourishing in that album.
Mm-hmm.
And right now with Más Maña Que Fuerza, I think we are like already getting right into the adulthood. I mean, us in the band, we're almost 30 years old now. I'm 28.
Right, so you started before you were born.
Yeah.
What's that in my womb? Oh, I can hear music.
I've been playing drums since I was 3 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
the neighbors must have loved you.
I've been very grateful to my neighbors because they never complained for the loudness.
You've not noticed that they've moved. Yeah. I've not seen anybody living there for a long time now.
I've been very blessed. I live in Ancon, in Cerro Ancon.
Oh, lovely, yes.
Yeah, and yeah. I think the space and the trees and everything that surrounds my house maybe helped absorb that sound. But, I mean, my neighbors never complained, and I've been playing since I was three. My parents have always supported me with music, mm-hmm. Taking me to concerts, taking me to music clinics. Mm-hmm. And I've been basically been in the music most part of my life. I've been playing with Pipe from Entre Nos, the one who plays the guitar.
Yeah.
Pipe and I have been friends since first grade.
Really?
And we've been playing ever since.
I mean, that's wonderful. Do you ever have any arguments?
You know,
you hear the stories of so many sort of groups that go along. The Eagles basically hated each other.
I don't think they're. I mean, we do have arguments, but it's essentially our friendship that
keeps the band together.
And it's the reason why we have confidence in each other,
mm-hmm.
to tell the truth right into your face without hurting your feelings,
mm-hmm.
because I mean that's what friends do, and we're not only friends, we're bandmates, and music has made us brothers. So that's one of the main reasons. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm very grateful with the universe and with life to have the chance to make good music with my friends. Yeah.
What is it that sort of decided you to make a change in the style? As you say, sort of growing up, are you sort of like experimenting more? Or?
Yeah, I mean we've been experimenting more. We've been exposed to other kinds of music,
mm-hmm.
new music, new artists from the music industry, as well as old bands and singers. We've been exploring. The pandemic was a very introspective period of time for us.
Do you find that was good for you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I was living in Barcelona back then.
Okay.
I was doing a master's. I'm a lawyer,
uh-huh.
and I had a master's degree over there. And the pandemic hit, and I had a lot of free time, and we were doing writing sessions in Zoom,
mm-hmm.
and we were just like hanging out. We were sharing music between us. And sharing influences, one of the best things that I did on the pandemic was that I was watching concerts, live concerts on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
of my favorite artists and bands, and that actually made me like realize that music has such a vast variety of styles and sounds that we should be exploring,
yeah.
and that's kind of like what we try to do with this album, but keeping our reggae funk and funky
mm-hmm.
fresh
mm-hmm.
style.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I know it. Funny, I mean, I sort of, I don't play anything, I don't sing. For everybody's, you can also be grateful for that.
But you have a great voice,
yeah.
Jerry.
But it doesn't sort of, it doesn't say, if anybody suggests karaoke, I go in a different direction altogether. But what I do and what I enjoy doing is sort of like you say, I go on to YouTube and I just sort of, sometimes I just go and explore. Sometimes you can just leave it and it'll play you different things.
Yeah.
And there was a concert. I played the track yesterday for the listeners. It was Foreigner, and they did this track. I'm trying to remember the country it was in. But anyway, it was with a full orchestra and choir. And the lead singer there, I mean, his voice, it was just perfect. I mean, it, you know what it's like sometimes? You get a bit disappointed sometimes when you hear a live concert and think, well, it doesn't sound like, this was incredible. And
I love those performances. You know, Metallica has a symphony orchestra concert.
There's a lot of that. I mean, I've even got some of the old Motown records have been remade with a symphonic version with orchestras. And
a lot of strings.
And exactly. And funnily enough, you know, that's what I like to hear that in a lot of music because what I find is that you mentioned earlier on about you get, you know, people, they, you know, as they sort of start off or whatever, and it's not easy. You've got to pay if you want production, you've got to pay to your recording. But you can sort of tell when the production isn't there, you know, that it hasn't given the music that kind of depth.
Of course.
And that's why I listen a lot to the production and how it's sort of come together and I like, you know, I love to hear strings in music. It sort of really does bring it together. And have you ever thought of going there, doing a symphonic version yet?
I mean, there's a lot of things we were planning to do, but that's obviously that's on our bucket list.
I mean, it's an interesting thing because we've got a very good symphony orchestra here in Panama.
Yeah, one of the best.
It'd be nice if they did a concert with a band sort of like yourself. That would be really cool.
Of course, man.
We'll work on that.
Oh, so, of course. Let's do it.
Yasmin, make a note. Call Maestro.
Mm-hmm.
And right, I tell you what, tell us a little bit about the single Trippy Beach and we'll take a listen to that. We've had the first note all, by the way, if you're with us at the beginning. We did play the first note.
Yeah.
So there it was, brilliant.
thank you. Well, thank you very much, Jerry.
So tell us a little bit about the single.
Sure. I mean, Trippy Beach, it's a song that's actually, I mean, it's just a song for someone who wants to get rid of the day-to-day problems and just, like, sing it to your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's take our bags and let's go to the beach and have a good weekend. Try to, like, forget about your daily problems, about the work stress, and just, like, try to enjoy the moment at the beach. Because, I mean, people are always, like, when it's Monday or like Tuesday, like right now, they're always like expecting the weekend. And what we try to do is to...
Well, they do that on Monday. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, me too. But what we try to do is that with the song, when you're listening to the song, whether it's Monday, Tuesday, or Friday, or Saturday, to like take yourself or imagine yourself sitting in the sand, hearing the waves, listening to the song or your favorite kind of music, drinking your beer. I mean, it's just a song for you to have a good time and to just try to get rid of I don't know, your inconveniences.
De-stress.
Yeah, de-stress.
De-stress. I tell people on the program, you know, we have, I'll have to give you some good news stories to act as antidepressants because we tell people some of the international news and the local news. And trust me, after that, you need an antidepressant.
That's right.
So here is the antidepressant from Entrenos.
It's called Thank you.
It's called Trippy Beach. Enjoy.
Y terminamos mañana en la arena.
extraño. Hoy voy por ti, espera ahí. Temprano vamos para la playa, soñar con despertar mañana, saltar sumergido en tu agua. Hoy brilla el sol al soñado. La mano, oh, oh, no hay necesidad de nada más. Sin parar, adicto a lo humano. Hoy no, quizás el otro año. Ven ya, que sabes que te extraño. Hoy voy por ti, espera ahí. Temprano vamos para la playa, soñar con despertar mañana, saltar sumergido en tu agua.
There it is. That's Trippy Beach. Very good. I like that. Nice sort of, it's a sort of, you know, jolly. I can see what you mean about getting rid of the stress of life.
Yeah. It's a very jolly tune.
I enjoyed that. So, and what can we expect on the rest of the album?
I mean, you can expect a lot of funk. You know, we love the funk. We love the funk. And
do you like sort of 60s, 70s funk?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. we were talking earlier about Motown. And
yeah, exactly.
I mean, we are actually pretty good fans of Parliament, Funkadelic, and everything George Clinton has done.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's a pretty good influence on our music. And I mean, we're like combining Latin sounds with it and try to create our own sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, because you've been going for 30 years. You're a very accomplished band, and you've got a new album coming out, and you said you're also going to bring it out on vinyl.
Yeah.
Which is great. I mean, I think the time's going to have to come and have to get rid of all this stuff and go back to basics and just get a couple of nice decks to use on the show.
Yeah.
And the old velvet slip mats. but tell me, Ricardo, because these things have to be financed. You're doing video, you're doing vinyl, you're how do you make money these days?
Live shows.
That's what it is, isn't
it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm interested here because that's basically what it's come to now, is that the music that you get on, you know, streaming is basically a giveaway, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, you know, we don't get paid enough,
right,
for our streaming, for our music on the digital platforms, but we do try to keep playing live almost every single weekend,
right?
So we can, I mean, Entre Nos is auto-sustainable. We as bandmates, we don't pay for anything. The band's already been going since 2015, late 2015, yeah, early 2016, and it's all been like, it's been paid by the band.
Mm-hmm.
And our album, our new album, the production, the mixing, the mastering, we had the pleasure to work with Hector Castillo. He's from Venezuela, but he lives in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And he mixed and co-produced Gustavo Cerati's last two albums.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we made the connection through Carlos Mendez, our good friend Carlos. I say hi, and we worked with Hector for the mixing of the album, and we had the opportunity through Hector to work with Dave McNair. He's he mastered he did the masterization process of the album. He has worked with artists such as Demi Lovato, Jonas Brothers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, Beck. So we're pretty excited to be able to finally share to the world what we've been working for the past 3 years. Because the album started on September 2020, and it's almost 3 years now.
Yeah, absolutely. And it took, actually, just to think back for a minute, talk about drummers. Have you met Yaz Kesa here in Panama? She's a female drummer.
What's her name, sorry?
Yaz Kesa.
No, I don't.
She came on the program once, but she was working with the Danilo Perez Foundation
as well.
And I love her story because she was she gets people sending her drum kits.
Wow.
You get that? Do you get people throwing drum kits at you?
No, but I would love to.
So if anybody who's listening out there, they sell her to, you know, like this sort of influencer thing, which Jerry's not really sort of into. And also, Lenny Kravitz did a song called Low.
Low.
But he's drumming. He flew her to Paris. And she is playing the drums with him on the song.
Amazing.
Do check it out because she's really sort of. I mean, unlike you, I mean, I sort of really fascinated with good drummers and good guitarists. I mean, we just lost, wasn't it, Jeff Beck? I think it was.
I'm gonna check it out for sure, man.
She's so much fun as well.
Nice.
How do you distinguish? I mean, it's like, let's say, Kenny G.
Okay.
And we've had the pleasure of interviewing him a couple of times. How is it I know when it's you that's playing? And he says, I don't really know. It's just the style that came. And he says it wasn't following anybody. But I can always tell you if Kenny G is backing somebody on the track. How do you define a good drummer that sort of sticks out to you? What is it about it that
makes
it special?
I think what defines a good drummer's sound is when they're locked. They're locked in the pocket. They're locked in the beat. Mm-hmm. They keep the beat. I mean, when they make you feel good, when you when you hear that bass drum like thumping on your chest, I think that's what makes a good drummer sound good. And I think how I distinguish or how I know how a good drummer sounds, I think how they project themselves on stage on their tracks. Because, I mean, I love drummers. We were talking about John Bonham from Led Zeppelin, Chad Smith, Taylor Hawkins from Foo Fighters. I think they have a unique sound, and they stand from the rest of the drummers because they have created like their own drumming style, how they make the feels in the drum feels. And they have transcended in that sense. So I mean, that's what I love most about drummers and how they define their sound, and that's what I've been personally doing for the past 25 years.
Right, come on, you'll get it right.
I hope so.
but tell me, you were saying, you know, you're playing most weekends. Where do you play most of the time? Where's the venue you're at most?
We've been playing at Cervecería Central, El Sótano, any other like private event that they hire us to play. We've been playing a lot of private events, and I mean, for us, any single opportunity to play and to get other people that don't know who we are to get to know each other, that's a blessing. And if it's 3 people in the crowd, if it's 100 people in the crowd, if it's 1,000 people in the crowd, we try to make them feel good and have a good time because we try to connect with them. Our live shows are about connecting with each other, try to express our art and try to people understand it and just enjoy it.
Oh, great. And, we're just about out of time, but do keep us up to date with where you're going to be playing. Let Yasmin know, and we can...
For sure.
But congratulations on the single.
Thank you so much.
I enjoy it, and looking forward to to the album and say hi to the rest of the guys for us.
Sure, they're in Colombia right now.
They're in Colombia, so they go on vacation and they leave you. You go and talk to Jerry.
No. They were at Stereo Picnic in Bogota this weekend.
How nice, they went for a picnic. What do you think? I mean, they you know,
the biggest
Ricardo
picnic
said,
ever.
And they go to a picnic. In Colombia.
Yeah. The greatest picnic ever. They had the chance to watch Billie Eilish and
really. Yeah.
They were going to see Blink 182, but Travis Barker had a fracture in his wrist.
Yeah.
They couldn't travel, but they had the chance to see a lot of great musicians and bands.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful, yeah.
Well, they're coming back tomorrow. I miss them, but I'm here.
No. And, look, again, congratulations. Do keep in touch.
Thank you.
And when the album is coming out, come back and see us.
That's going to happen for sure, Jerry. Thank you for having us.
Okay. It'll have to be just before May. Okay. I go away in May. Or you can wait till I come back.
No. when you're coming back, you're going to have the album here.
That's wonderful. That's great. Well, look, again, many thanks. Congratulations. All the best wishes to the rest of the guys. Entre nos.
Thank you.
And that was Ricardo. Ricardo Bouquet with us this morning. That has brought us, by the way, exactly to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely. Great to be with you this morning. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're making our way to 12 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. You're listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. So they tell me. By the way, you love it when it comes to this time of the year. US tax time, isn't it? Did you know that H&R Block, they do more than just get you ready for tax season? They'll help you celebrate it. Celebrating tax season. There you are. That's great, isn't it? They can accomplish that. Starting with your choice of filing virtually, or you can do it in person. Now, you'll always know the price throughout your tax prep with our upfront transparent pricing. And with Tax Pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same Tax Pro every year. Make an appointment today at their WhatsApp. This is H&R Block. WhatsApp 6674-1037. Got that? 6674-1037. Or their Instagram, which is at HR Block PTY. At HR Block PTY. Yeah? Somebody can help make your tax returning, that easy. Not that easy, but taking some of the stress out of it, eh? Oh. Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valet Motors.
said she's got the paper and I've got the man. Well, the man that she had that I took from her is not the man, child, that we thought he was at all.
Mason there. It's called Another Man. And we are 18 and a half minutes right now after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're going to be checking in with Yasmin soon and find out what she's got in lined up for today. Also, a couple of people. I know we've got a couple of people born on this day in the world of music.
Dopamine to wish some more.
So feet, don't fail me now. Something which is a common expression for me these days. Oh, come on, get up, get moving. Right, Joy Crooks, of course, one of my favourites from South London over there in the UK. Let me say a very good morning to Cedric. Cedric, he said to me this morning, Jerry, good morning. He says, do you have Old Man River by Sammy Davis? Well, or if you haven't got that, how about...
What kind of fool am I, who never fell in love? It seems that I'm the only one that I have been thinking of. What kind of man is this? An empty shell, a lonely cell in which an empty heart must dwell. What kind of lips are these that lied with every kiss, that whispered empty words of love, that left me alone like this? Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind of
fall in love like
That's for Cedric this morning. That is Sammy Davis Jr. and What Kind of Fool Am I? Answers on a postcard. We're 26 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. You think you're ready yet? She's booking. Don't interrupt her when she's booking. Don't interrupt her, full stop. I'm getting boings.
What is that?
It's my WhatsApp. It's doing mentions. So I'm going to have to stop. Stop doing that. what was yesterday? You just relaxed yesterday, didn't you?
Yes. Do some exercise, working, and that's all.
How can you relax and do exercise? Let me see. What about today? What do you got lined up for today?
Today I just have to record a video for one of the foundations. And that's all.
That's it.
Continue working.
That's it. Just keep going. And let's see. Tomorrow we may not have an interview. We've got Andreas will be more tomorrow.
Oh, I have to ask him. Yes.
I think so, because he said he was going to go and see that movie you went to see.
Oh, yes.
That last week you couldn't talk about.
Hopefully he's not going to be that busy as he was last week.
If he's busy, he's busy. That comes first. Then just never invite him again.
No.
No, it's the same with Alex and Andreas. I mean, they've got their own businesses to run.
Exactly.
So, not like us. No, not like us, you know.
We are busy too, but here.
We're busy, yeah, we're busy. Busy, busy, busy. Makes sense. That's the beautiful thing of radio. Nobody can tell if we're busy or not, really.
Exactly.
I know you're always busy. So, what's happening in the world of music today?
Today, let's start with Shockport.
Ah, okay.
He was born in 1945 from the American rock The Turtles, who had the U.S. 1967 number one single, Happy Together, and the 1967 hit, She'd Rather Be With Me.
How can you be happy and then say that she'd rather be with me? I suppose that would make you happy, wouldn't it? Happy Together, then.
Yes.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, then ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. To be the only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. How is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
Happy Together from the Turtles.
I love that song.
It is a good one.
It's a happy song.
We do happy things here occasionally. And I don't think about that. Mm-hmm. Now, funnily enough, turtles. You know, you go to the pet shop and you buy these little turtles.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, oh, that's so sweet.
You had a turtle.
And you had two.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, two, yeah.
Remember how they walked around the apartment?
Just one. The other one was always, like, sleepy.
They were always hiding. But it was a little sort of cat and mouse because they were very good at hiding.
Uh-huh.
You know, they'd go scampering off down to one of the rooms and then just disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually you'd find it sort of hiding in a corner under something or,
yes.
You know. But the thing is, when you buy those little turtles, they don't stay little.
Oh, yes.
No, they become big turtles. So always bear that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, when you get a little turtle for the kids to grow up with and whatever, that it will turn into a big turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And around the kids, it might turn into a man-eating turtle, so be careful.
But there's no pocket turtle, no?
There's no what?
A pocket turtle.
A pocket turtle? Mm-hmm.
Like the dogs.
Like
cats.
A chihuahua.
Uh-huh.
No, they haven't bred them like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, that's not a dog. I mean, it's you know, a cat's bigger than what they are.
You don't know. Humans can do everything. Maybe it's a pocket turtle somewhere.
But we shouldn't be doing that, should we?
I know.
I mean, dogs weren't made to go in pockets.
They do it
or
with
little
cats.
Gucci or little Gucci handbags, either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're supposed to go woof woof and chase people, bite the postman.
Have you seen those cute cats with little short legs? Mm-hmm. Have you seen that one?
Cats with little short legs.
So cute, yeah.
But how can a cat with short legs be cute?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, but looks cute anyway.
Cats are
always cute.
why are we messing around with that?
Oh, yes, that's true.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the other cats go, look, have you seen that? Look at Shorty. He won't catch many mice, will he? They're bigger than he is. Oh, dear, dear. Things we do.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Crazy things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think it's like Ingrid's dog.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they bought it as a puppy. Oh, how cute.
Mm-hmm.
That thing's going to be a monster.
Mm-hmm.
I got a feeling it's going to be a big dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things to do is look at the size of their paws, even when they're a baby.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Okay?
Yes.
That'll give you an idea.
Yes.
You know, if it's the size of a dinner plate, okay, Ingrid, you might want to think about using it as a horse or something. an overgrown dog as opposed to one that's been made tiny.
Mm-hmm.
But a short-legged cat, I'm going to have to look that up. I'm intrigued now. Mary Lou, she says, yes, I've seen them. Those cats are lovely. They're beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
They probably look as if they're sitting down all the time.
Uh-huh, yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm.
But that's not very funny, is it, really? Poor cat.
And they look so cute when they walk.
So
or
do I.
Run.
So do I, but I don't walk very much these days, and I certainly don't run anywhere.
Hey, we have to say hello to Jaime Lobo.
Oh, we do?
He's been listening to Entre Nos interview.
Oh, good.
Thank you very much. He said he really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you.
In the traffic. He was in the traffic.
That's the beauty of traffic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we can tell those people from the CSS to go home now. Because we're nearly finished.
Yes, he said it was a very good therapy.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed that. It's nice to know that. Yeah, very interesting. I mean, I love when you get somebody that's really easy to talk to.
Oh, yeah.
Most of our guests are, I'm happy to say. But, Ricardo, very easy to talk to. And I'm always intrigued because it's not easy, you know, if you're a musician or one of these days to make money. And that's why I asked the question. It's interesting, and I'm talking, you know, people, you mentioned, talking earlier, he mentioned Billy Eilish, the concert or whatever. That's literally, yes, how they make their money now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the music on YouTube and Spotify is basically a giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
It's a strange world.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, I remember when I was a kid, the singles used to be singles.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't on albums.
Mm-hmm.
They would be later on when you sent some, but a lot of the singles were made, they were in a standalone.
Mm-hmm.
And, anyway, they've been going 30 years. That's something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Phew. I've hardly been going that long. And I'm a lot older. What else we got this day in music?
Okay, the next one is Milan Williams.
Ah, okay.
He, right? He was born in 1948. Keyboards, brass, guitar, from American funk soul band The Commodores, who had the 1978 UK and US number one single Three Times A Lady, as well as the hits Easy and Night Shift.
Thanks for the times that you've given me. The memories are all in my mind. And now that we've come to the end of our rainbow, there's something I must say. You once, twice, three times a lady, and I love you. Yes, you once, twice, and I love you. I love you. When we are together, the more cherish with every beat of my heart. To touch you, to hold you, to feel you, to need you. There's nothing to keep us apart.
Beautiful song. Three Times a Lady.
Always lovely, you know.
Mm,
lovely songs.
It is a lovely song. Mm-hmm. We do lovely songs. Sometimes. Have you seen what Mary Lou sent us?
Oh, yes, look at that. That's so cute.
No, it's not so cute. It's like a pussycat on stumps. I mean, who does that? You know, why?
I don't know.
Why does somebody have to do that?
I guess so, Chinese people did.
What is that? Wait, Wunan. No, I mean, it just... Does that look right to you?
Not really, but looks cute anyway. I mean, for us, that we love cats, they are always cute, so...
Yeah, no, it looks cute.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like half of it's missing. You know? How is that going to catch any mice?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And how's it going to scrape the litter tray?
Mm-hmm.
With his bottom? No. I mean, yeah, it's cute. I mean, look, just put your hand there.
Uh-huh.
Just put your hand there. It looks great, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then it's got... I mean, There's only one name you could give a cat like that. Stumpy. Stumpy! Stumpy, where are you? But why do we do it?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have... No. And see what they call them.
Mm-hmm.
Munchkins. You know, what are munchkin cats?
Mm-hmm.
Munchkins. Look, they're a type of biscuit.
And I bet they are very expensive.
I wouldn't pay much for them. Hey, look. Only got half legs. I'm not going to give you the full price for that. See, look at this one here. Look, another munchkin cats.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this one. Look.
Mm-hmm.
Look, poor little thing. Look. 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 And look, it's Stumpy. There's Stumpy again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's another one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, this one here doesn't even look as if it's got legs.
Mm-hmm.
Look. Oh, come on. Really? No. Ah. You'd have one, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, because you'd be able to catch it easily. Mary Lou says they're really sweet. But it's not fair.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't be very happy if I was born and they gave me half my legs.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
No. Munchkin cats. Oh dear, oh dear. Well, what's the thought process like, do you think? You know,
mm-hmm.
What should we do today, Doctor? I don't know. How about making a cat with short legs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds a good idea. Oh well, there we are. I must admit, I've never seen one.
No?
I don't know. I probably noticed it. I probably think it's a little thing for putting your feet on. Why do we do it? You know, dogs that go in your Gucci handbag.
Yeah.
And, you know, cats have got 2-inch legs.
Mm-hmm.
No. We're very strange people. Well then, yes. The rest of the day, enjoy it.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. All
right.
You too.
And what a good tomorrow. All being well, possibly tomorrow. We've got Andres.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully he went to see... Was it John Wick?
Mm-hmm.
John Wick,
yes,
movie?
Exactly.
So, anyway. Well,
and we're going to have the UK Embassy too.
Oh, they're coming in tomorrow?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
I just sent
you
the email.
Oh, you just sent me an email.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know you can talk to me, don't you? I'm not going to talk to you. I'm going to send you a note. All right, yeah, have a great day.
Thank you, too. All right.
Short cats, honestly.
Feeling this day would come and leave me reeling. tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
I tell you what, let me just remind you one thing. Tax time, US tax time. Did you know H&R Block, they do more than just get you ready for the tax season? Yeah, they do. They'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filing virtually or in person. And you'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today. WhatsApp 66741037, 66741037, or on Instagram at HRBlockPTY, at HRBlockPTY.
And there we go, The Four Tops and Bernadette. And before that one is 100, 100 proof, Pure Soul. And that was somebody's been sleeping. That's not me. Right, that's it. That's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Let me say a very big special thank you to my guest in the 8 o'clock hour this morning from Entre Nos. That's Ricardo Duque, the drummer. Thank you very much for coming in. Interesting little chat. So that was very nice. Also, a big thanks to Yasmin here in the breakfast show studio, my producer, making bookings, doing all sorts of things here in the show. So big thanks to Yasmin, and also to Ingrid for her check-in this morning, and she'll be back with us tomorrow around about 8:20, 8:25, something like that. So big thanks to him, big thanks to my co-producer Neil Danby over there, back over there in the UK. Spoke to him yesterday on the phone though. He's all okay, keeping busy. So big thanks to Neil, big thanks to the boys and girls at Group Agrado, keep us up and running as well. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I'll be back with you, of course, tomorrow as well, 7 o'clock in the morning, taking you through till 10, trying to get you to wherever it is you're going in a good mood. And also, please, between now and 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, whatever it is you're going to be doing, do it carefully, all right? Don't get yourself into trouble. Because what do I want to be doing? 7 o'clock tomorrow morning? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.